testimony hope be inspired.
Your Bible, stand up, come look. There is one thing I know, wherever Jesus loves, yes. Do I have a testify?
Yes, sir.
There is one thing I know. Younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that followed to me. And he divided unto them his leaving. And not many days after, younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with rioters leaving. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he answered and came to his father. When he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto his father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to be. Let's end there. Father, we ask, O God, show us who you are, the father of our complete change. Show us who you are. Lord, we are ready to learn of you and learn from you. Let a believer say it louder, amen. In this service, the spotlight goes to no other person than the father of the prodigal son. And his life models a God who is in a hurry to bring change our way. So that's why I decided to theme it the Father, the God of all changes, the God of complete change. What are the dynamics that govern his work? How does he operate? How does he bring complete change to people? And notice carefully, people of God. At the $1 million question you probably will be asking is, excuse me, Pastor, can I ask you the question you probably will be asking? When did this, the prodigal son's change, when did his change of status come? When did his change of status come from someone who was feeding with a swine to someone who was accepted back in the fatherhood again? Now, when did it come? I know what your answer is going to be here. Your answer is going to be when the father, he met his father, and his father gave him the clothes and gave him the ring and gave him, that was when his change started. No, sir. Do you know when his change started? Shadalaba was when he came came to himself. So shibalaha, so people of God, change karadabusia dabaha, that is divine, is first of all intrinsic. As first of all, on the inside, Abu Shadaha, Harabali Kosatia, before it becomes a manifestation you can hold on to. Shaboli Karabusiada. And so sometimes you will realize that God desirous to make a change happen. All of a sudden, your mindset about things change. All of a sudden, your faith rises. All of a sudden, you find out that you're more in love with prayers. You're praying more often. All of a sudden, you're speaking the scriptures like never before. You know what? The prodigal son changed in another city. And just took a few more steps and got to the city where he received the evidence. So, when he causes a change in me, give me a little time. So, because the first thing he's desiring is Kuraba Shidalaba Ataka. You're saying, Lord, I give me the car, Shandalaba. He's saying, can I change you first? Because Karibolo Shiaraba Ata. So once he's done with me, and then you feel like God, you fixed me now. Where? And God is saying, listen, you may now have to take a journey. Just give a little more time. A little more time. Shodali baraka satia. Very soon you will be there. The father of all changes sent me to first of all tell you that the biggest change that can happen is a change of you. And when you are done, sometimes it doesn't happen automatically. When you are done, what now happens is that he gives you a little more time to take the journey. Am I communicating? All right. I'm going to borrow everybody here. Just all of you in the front row. Please come this way. Everybody here. Yeah. So I'm going to borrow all of you. Yes, all of you, come. Thank you, Pastor Success, Professor Egesi, Professor Ozioko, Dr. Ulo, and Dr. Wakama. So I'm going to thank you for borrowing me yourself. So, already, Usher, you're going to be acting the prodigal son from where you are. You're going to take it really lightly. Now, let me give you a background of what I'm about to say. Naturally, according to the Jewish culture, I'm going to somewhere, right? Jewish culture. Now, especially for the king, right? If anybody defies the orders of the king, and does something inimical like his son has done, the youths of the city or the servants of the king, right, would actually wait for wherever they are going to see the person, including the son of the king, and they were going to stone him to death. I'm sure that some of you know this, but I'm going to bring a twist to it. They're going to stone him to death. He was supposed to die because of what he's done. Are you getting what I'm saying? And so, watch this, because this is going to be a lot more clearer to you right now. And the father sits down, and then, from a great way off, that's what the Bible says, and he sees his son. We have a father that sees us. If the father did not see him before they saw him. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why I know Shokotusia. His eyes, his act, his power is faster than those who want to stop you. Because you know what these guys know? Why they will want to kill him is the last thing he did. They don't know who he has become. And so they are poised to deal with him for the last thing he did. But the father knows who he has become. If God did not speak to you about me, don't judge me by what I did yesterday. Am I talking to someone right now?
I saw the father looks a great way off and sees his son. Now you know why he said, make way. These guys didn't see him yet. Because you know what? If they stoned him, they would have brought him to his father as saying, we fulfilled the law. We did something that you will like. But his father says, make way. Make way. Make way. Make way. Now you're going to be coming small, small. Right? Small, small, small. And the father says, make way. And then he's going to meet his son. Because he's seen him from a distance. Shobadi anaha. And he's going to where he is. Shobalia. Roda, how do you offend a man and he comes looking for you? How do you mess him up and yet he comes to look for you? Shobalia. And then, you know what? He gets to where his son is. Hugs his son and says, let's go back. You know what? The part where you're coming from is easy. This second part is the most difficult. Let me pray for someone right now. There's something that needs to be complete. You've done the easy part. It looks like you've come to the part where you are saying, Pastor, is no longer as easy as I thought. If these are the words of God, if these are the mandates of God, hear me as I hear the Lord. This week that we are entering into, as your amen were thunder, receive your completion. 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 Let your amen thunder. And then he takes his son and begins to take him back. I want you to imagine what it felt like to the guy who has done the wrong stuff. And the guys who were supposed to kill him might be raging. Bad boy. Unfortunately, you can't do me anything. I'm with my father. There is one thing I know. No matter how I feel, Jesus never will be. Never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. Jesus never. Is it not because he's with the father? Is it not because his father likes him? He makes a law and he breaks the law. He says it's because I'm the father. And he takes him by the hand. He takes him by the hand. Remember, get this clearly. This is the shocking part. These are the guys that are supposed to meet with him and then kill him. And bring it as an evidence to tell the father that your son messed up. Then he looks at them. He said, go get me clothes. Go get me shoe. Go get me ring. For the one you are supposed to throw stone at. And then they are wondering. He said, listen guys, this guy was dead. He was lost. And now I can find. And then he gives one. Go get me dress. Go get me shoe. She goes, go get me. What is remaining? Ring, go get me the fatted calf and prepare. Or you go and cook the food. And then he brings him, and they don't understand that what was supposed to be my messengers of death became the messengers of my good news. I don't know who God is completing your change. I came to prophesy to someone. What was supposed to bring you shame, pain, setback, delay, and disaster, as your amen will turn, it will become the messengers of your rising. It's becoming the messenger of your new season, the messenger of your access. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. The Lord is changing it in your favor. Changing it in your favor. Turning it around in your favor. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. And this is the kind of only you are God.
Only you are God.
The Father part.
Oh, what a Father I have in you. Oh, what a Father I have in you. Always available when I call your name.
For the Father, some would remember all the things, but I remember the Father. If not for the Father, they would have killed me right now. And he said, remember, he had already said something. He said, I'm going to go back to my Father, and I'm going to let him know I have sinned against you. I've messed up. I'm not worthy to have a life. I'm not worthy to have a future. But before he could ask, the Father was already there. He came with a sin. I'm talking about the God of all. I don't know who you are. Let me dare. What wants to stop you? He says, you make too much mistakes. You failed God too much. Things have gone wrong too much for you to have a life. I came with a God and a mandate of the God of complete change. I have never seen any man he left. I have never seen any man he abandoned. Hear me by the reason of mercy. By the reason of mercy. By the reason of mercy. Receive a massive turnaround. Receive a massive turnaround. Receive a massive turnaround. Let your amen turn. And then he brings him. And then the first thing he says is, we need to change his identity. They took it away from him when he left the house. We need to change his garment. He needs to wear a royal garment. Can I pray for 12 of you under the sound of my voice? Wherever you are, whatever took your real identity, whatever took, because where you are now is not where you ought to be in life. It's not Kirabalakasha. You are bigger than where you are. You are higher than where you are. Ayana Korebashi Yanaba. Aradakosiyana. As your amen was on that. Whatsoever the hijacked your identity, I decree it is torn by fire. 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 It is torn by And then he says, listen, let me tell you about a father who placed the devil something, a trick he doesn't understand. The Holy Spirit had to tell me this. This boy who made a mistake told his father, give me the portion of goods that fallen to me. Don't forget that the father is a king. And then he had taken what is due him. But the father came and said, he may have taken his inheritance, but I am not going to leave him inheritanceless. Right now, kupan to ken to she, rikodesa, what you called inheritance were resources. That was what he went to waste. You need to get this. What you called inheritance were resources. That was what he wasted. Now, on his return, I will not give him resource again. Now, guess what? On his return, I'm going to give him authority. So, with this authority in his hand, he can access, as a king that he has become, he can go to someone's farm and say, please, whatever you harvest, bring it to my house. So he's no longer cut out for things. So Nikila Adabosia, Chokedea, Lord, don't give me things, give me something that brings things. Ayayayayayayaya korabashaya. What manner of God is this? Why do you reward people that make mistakes like this? This guy wasted resources, and you came back and said, right now, I am leaving you with authority. And those that don't like you, doesn't make sense to them. Those who believe you're not qualified, because Kandoshia, you know where the word of a king is, there is power. Every believer who wants to make an impact must realize that the trajectory has changed from things that eyes can see to dunamis within. Lord, release power in my inner man. Others will struggle for it, but me, I will call it forth. He said, I need to give this guy some authority. I may not have given him all resources like I gave him the last time, but I'm giving him something bigger than resource. Lord, let them keep things, but Lord, leave me with the authority, leave me with power. And that was exactly what he left this guy with. Oh, what a God! What a God! What a Father! Igwe, only you. And then he wasn't done. And he says, I need to change his movement. The problem is that he has a tendency to move to the wrong place. Let's redirect him. Let's walk on his feet. We need to put the right things on his feet. Sometimes his heart is singing something else, but his legs are going somewhere else. What a father we have in.
Oh, what a father I have in you.
Try. his father means to you. And then he was done with him. Then he had to deal with household enemies. Household enemy says, you can fix anything. Me, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed. And then he comes and begins to talk to him. He says, listen, you better be happy for this. This is who I am. This is who I am. And he begins to fix his brother so that you don't come against his blessing. Because you know what? You might keep the resources. Keep it. All that I have is thine. But he's got the authority. They can keep everything. But leave me with the authority. You can kirando si anahasha. Hey yanokoso. Leave me with my God on my inside. Leave me with the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Keep the cars. Keep the shoes, keep the clothes, keep everything. This is what I want. That's what I want to become. And God is bringing a word to you. In case you have fallen by the wayside
of life, and dreams and visions shattered, and you're broken inside.
That's right, that's right, that's right.
You'll have to stay in that same shape you're in. The power wants to push you back together again. Oh, the power wants to push you back together again.
Wouldn't it be better if we sang it this way? The Father wants to put you back together
again. Oh, the Father wants to put you back together again.
Can you stand on your feet wherever you are? Can you stand on your feet wherever you are? Stand. Can I quickly pray for a group of people? Was saying, Pastor, I may not have done as bad things as he did, or what he did is nothing compared to all the things I've done, but I am coming back to my Father. I want to come back to the Father of all flesh. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to know him the way I am known. I want to give my life to, and you're saying, Pastor, pray with me today. I want it to be a shift in my life. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. And if you're making that prayer, please come here and meet me. I want to hold hands with you. And you're saying, Pastor, I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Wherever you are, just come, come meet me here. Come meet me today. You will remember today, Shodabala, as the day the Father came to your rescue. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And now I surrender all to you. Everything I give
to you. Withhold nothing. Withhold nothing. Withholding nothing.
Withholding
nothing. Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
Withholding nothing.
I show
you. I
surrender all to you. Everything I need.
Simply means that you're born again.